What is the name of the theater?
It's called The Fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N.
And it's just about ready for its first performance, is that correct?
Yeah, so it'd be a week from Thursday it opens.
And this is downtown, but does it belong to the college?
No, it's part of the downtown development. Procedures have been going on for, a little over a year. A company called France Community Developers has come in and purchased several of the historic buildings and restored them to pretty much, period style, and then have been leasing them to retail and people who would want to just have an apartment above. And so far, the apartments, I think, are doing pretty well, and I don't know the state of the retail, but we'll be sort of an example of the retail once we open our doors.
Yeah, why did you decide to lease a space in the downtown rather than something trying to develop something on campus?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have had a studio theater for the last 5 to 6 years in the basement of the old Science Center, and it was very small and cramped and dirty. And last spring when they closed that building to bring the new building online, we were sort of evicted because the building was no longer open. So the college agreed to help us find a space. And frankly, there just weren't any spaces left on campus, especially with that kind of square footage. So we looked at probably half a dozen spaces downtown that were either vacant or, needed a small amount of renovation. And it seemed like this one was probably about, square footage wise, and just the layout of it made it the most conducive to a theater of this sort.
And how large is this theater? How many people will it seat?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an interesting layout because the black box part is probably about 50 by 50 feet, and it's a totally flexible space. In other words, the stage can move from a thrust layout to a in the round or even maybe some kind of a proscenium, and the seats move with that. So we can probably get in about 150, depending on the configuration, and which is actually more than our main theater on campus. The Wells Theater only holds really 142 plus folding chairs. So it's a pretty good size for us.
Are you excited to sort of be collaborating with the downtown revitalization effort?
Yes. All my life a Monmouth resident, I've been really excited. I'm extremely into Monmouth history, and I remember the downtown when it was vibrant, and I've been working as much as I can over the years to try to help bring it back. So this is a really wonderful opportunity because not only are we bringing something for the college, but this will be shared with the community, and that's one of our main goals here is to just make the whole downtown more usable for everybody in the community.
How many performances, or I guess how many different plays do you anticipate will be performed in the Fusion Theater every year?
Well, normally when we had our old theater, we would do about half of our shows over there, or maybe not quite half. But in the coming year, we anticipate probably using it the majority of the time, just at least to get it off the ground. And then it'll go year by year and somewhat doing or in order to put in the type of show that we need to put in, we would probably model it to the space that it fits best. So probably within by the next 2 or 3 years, we'll know more what the pattern is. But I would say at least half of our shows will probably be downtown.
All right. And how many would that be then, approximately?
We always do 2 main stage productions per semester, and we almost always then do maybe 2 to 3 smaller productions, depending on how many students want to do their own types of productions. So I would say, it wouldn't be unusual for us to do 3 or maybe even 4 productions ourselves. And then, we'll be doing the Buchanan Center Children's Theater will be here in the spring this year. And then we hope to share it with other community groups, not just for theater, but for music, and definitely for art, because we have a large art gallery as part of this complex, and we plan to keep that pretty busy.
But you don't see that as competing, I guess, with the Buchanan?
No, I think it will all be a partnership. They almost never have enough room because they don't, you know, there's so many artists. There really are a lot of artists in the area, and they can only do one exhibit at a time. So I know there are other artists that are, you know, just dying to get into a place like the Buchanan. And then there's also a possibility of another art gallery across the street from us once this all happens. That's something that people are talking about in the future. So maybe this will be the start of some kind of an arts district in town where people can spend, you know, several hours maybe looking at art and going to theater or music or whatever we might have in the space.
Did Monmouth have an arts district back in the day?
No, I doubt it. We're more of an industrial city with cigar factories and plow factories and things like that. But, you know, over the years, I think the college was probably one of the stronger, you know, art centers because there were a number of artists on campus. But we really haven't had too much in the way of art galleries in town, except for the Buchanan Center, which has been really wonderful. And I think the more we get, the more it might just draw some people from out of town, and hopefully more people will want to live here and maybe live in some of these downtown apartments that are starting to open up.
Your first play coming up, opening, premiering on the 27th, The Awesome 80s Prom. What can
Yes.
you tell us about that?
Well, this is part of our a course that we have on campus that we've done for several years now that is a totally student-run course. It's a collaborative theater course in which all the members of the class are immersed in the production of a play. They pitch plays as directors. They say, I want to do this, and everybody votes on it, and the one that wins gets performed. So it's a student director, student designers, student actors, and they make really all the decisions. So it just happened that the theater became available at the time that this production was ready to open. And so they're taking over. And it should be a really interesting. It's going to be a different type of production from our normal. We will be doing Shakespeare's Twelfth Night in the spring, but this one will be a little bit a different type of theater. It's sort of an immersive theater that you may have heard of other plays like Tony and Tina's Wedding, where the audience sort of becomes part of the event. And there will be several people that are kind of pulled into the onto the stage by their own free will. They'll choose when they come in to become part of the cast. And the way it's laid out is there are scripted parts of the play, and then there are free-form parts of the play. So it follows a script, but then there's a break in between, and it becomes what it becomes. So it'll be different every night. There are seats for non-actor-type audience. They'll be able to sit and watch without being overly intimidated. But the people that want to be on stage, they can wear 80s prom clothes. They can really enjoy themselves, and hopefully it'll be a very different type of experience for the Monmouth community.
All right. Anything you want to add about the opening of this new downtown theater?
Well, I think I hope people will come, even if they don't come to the first show. We will be having the building open off and on. We don't have an exact schedule yet, but I think people will be really impressed with the lobby area, which is a really kind of a beautiful art gallery with 14-foot ceilings and just lots of wall space. So we hope to keep that open most of the time with student art exhibits, faculty art exhibits, community art exhibits, whatever we can fit in the space at the time. So hopefully people won't think, oh, that's a theater and it's for, you know, the college, but they'll feel, you know, at home the same way they might walk into the Buchanan Center just to see what the latest art offering is. And then just to come see whatever community group happens to be using it at the time.